Okay, Rabbosai, this week is Parakeh of Perkei Avos. We have two very interesting Mishnayos that speak about the importance of memory, remembering learning. The first Mishnah is Parakeh Mishnah Tezvav. The Mishnah talks about four types of students. Arba midos b'talmidim, there are four types of students. Mahir l'shmaya u'mahir l'abed. Someone who understands quickly but forgets quickly. His loss offsets his gain. In other words, as smart as he is, as good as his ability to grasp the topic, nevertheless, he forgets immediately. So really, what good is it that he understands the material? Then you have someone, kasha l'shmaya v'kasha l'abed. His head is not so sharp. It's difficult for him to understand. But once he understands something, he retains it. Yatza hefseida b'scharay. His gain offsets his loss. In other words, he may not be as sharp, but nevertheless, once he understands something, he owns it. It's his. Then you have someone who's mahir l'shmaya v'kasha l'abed. He understands quickly, and he retains it well. Zechilek tov. This is a good lot. This is a good share. Kasha l'shmaya u'mahir l'abed. If it's difficult for him to understand, and he forgets quickly, right? He doesn't chap, and he doesn't remember, forget it. Zechilek ra. That's a bad share. So the Mishnah is praising the ability to retain something. That one should be, if someone has a good memory, if someone is able to retain that which he learns, that is a very good share, very good lot in life. Now, the Gemara.
Isn't that inherent in the makeup?
So we would think, if I were to ask you, memory, is it purely a physical phenomenon? Is someone born with a good memory and another person not born with a good memory? So we would say, yeah, some people just have a good head, some people don't. But what we're going to learn is memory is not only dependent on your physiological makeup. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Are you supposed to learn 101 times to make you recall?
Yeah, sounds good. You could do that. Yeah. Yeah, the story goes. Yeah. The Gemara in Erevin says that Eino Daima, right? The Gemara in Pesachim says that V'shaftim Risam Bein Sadik L'Rosh Bein Oivir Elkim La'ashar Eino Avodai. Eino Daima Mi Shoshana Perkai Mea Pamim L'Mi Shoshana Perkai Mea Pam Ve'echas. Right? The famous story, Rav Moshe Feinstein called up his cousin in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Michal Feinstein, and he says, let's make a L'chaim. He says, for what? I was Masayim Shas. So he says, you weren't Masayim Shas before? Well, it's the big simcha. He says, it's my second time. So Michal Feinstein says, Rav Moshe, it's only your second time? He said, it's my second time, 101. Okay. But in any event, we have another Mishnah on this week's parak. Arba midos b'yoshim l'fnei chachamim. There are four types of students. Sfeig, a sponge, mashbech, a funnel, mishameras, a strainer, v'nafa asiv. Sfeig, you have a guy, he's a sponge. Shehu soifeg esakal. He mops up everything. Whatever the Rebbe says, he retains everything. That's good, but it's not great. Sometimes the Rebbe will say a joke, will make a comment. You don't need to remember that.
No, never.
You don't need to remember that. But this guy, he mops up everything he hears. He walks down the street, he hears this, he hears that, he hears something ridiculous, he remembers everything. I know people like that. Umashbech, a funnel. Shemachnes bazu, umaitz bazu. It goes in one ear, out the other. He can't remember anything. Right? Salvechik used to say, but at least while it's going in one ear and going out the other, it's cleaning the head in the in-between. Right? You know the story about the rabbi? He went hunting with his congregant? Yeah, there's once a rabbi who... There's once a rabbi, he wanted to spend more time with his congregant, so they decided they're going to go on a hunting trip together. Anyway, Kitzar Maisa, the deer passes by, they both shoot, and now the question is, who killed the deer? The rabbi or the congregant? So they bring it to the forensic specialist, and the forensic specialist says, it was definitely the rabbi. So he said, how do you know? Because the bullet went in one ear and right out the other. Okay. So you don't have to remember that, right?
That's what
anyway, so Gemara, the Mishnah continues. Mishameras, what is a strainer? Shemaitzia es hayayin, v'koiletes es hashmarim.
Takes out the good.
A strainer. It only takes the bad. Right? In other words, it lets the wine go through and it catches the refuse, the preserves. So you have one guy, what did the Rebbe say today? Oh, there's a good story about the rabbi, he went hunting, right? That's all, he only remembers the bad. V'nafa, that's the sieve, shemaitzias hakemach v'kailetas es hasoilas. It preserves the fine flour and it lets the coarse flour go through. Okay, so the Kitzer HaMaisa, the Mishnah, Mishnah Tezvav, Mishnah Yerchaz, talks about the importance of memory. But even more importantly, there's a Mishnah in Perek Gimel and Perkei Avos, and this Mishnah is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. And the Mishnah says like this, very frightening. Okay, you ready for this? It's not on the sheet. That's how frightening it is. It's the Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Dostoy, Rabbi Yanei, Mishnah Rameir, Oimer. Kol Ashoy Cheyach, Dover Echad, Mimishnasai. If you forget one thing in your learning, Male Olav Akosav Kilu Mishchayev Ben Avshoy. It's your Chayev Misa almost. You are liable to give up your soul. Shenemar? And this is on the sheet number 3. Rak Yishomer Lecha. Be careful. Lushmar Navshech Hamaid. Watch your soul. Pentishkach Es Hadvarim. Says the Mishnah, are you liable to Misa even if the learning is too difficult? What if the reason why you don't remember is because there's a complicated Gemara with 7 questions and back and forth and a shaklavataria and this and that? No. No. It says, Pen Yasuru Milvavcha. Ha'enoi Meschayev, one is only Chayev Misa. Ad Sheyeshev V'Yisirim Milibai. If you remove it, you actively remove the Torah from your mind. How do you actively remove Torah from your mind? If you take in nonsense. So, right? Well, if you spend your time, your leisure time, in an unproductive way, so then you're actively removing the Torah. But in general,
I have a question about that. I don't think that's what it means. I would say actively removing the Torah from your mind is that you learn, you absorb, then you decide, you know what? I don't want to be a Shomer Torah mitzvah anymore. Then I'm actively removing.
We're not talking about observance here. We're not talking about observance. We're talking about memory. So what does it mean to remove Torah from your mind? How do you remove Torah from your mind?
If you decide you're not going to be a Shomer Torah mitzvah,
no, I don't, that's deciding not to observe.
You either remember or don't remember.
No, actively is by not reviewing when you have the opportunity to. In other words, if a person is able to retain and he chooses to be involved in other pursuits instead of trying to remember, that is what it means to actively remove. We'll have to see what this means. The Gemara continues. It's a Gemara Menachas Daf Tzadik Tesamah Beis. V'amar Reish Lakish. Someone, not only are you chayiv ben avshoy, there is a lav in the Torah to forget the learning. Like Rabbi Avin said in Imre Avallah, because Rabbi Avin said in Imre Avallah, whenever it says hishamer, hishamer is a lav. Interesting. There is a lav in the Torah to forget learning. So there's a lav to wear shatness. There's a lav to speak Lashon Hara. There's a lav to eat pork. And there's a lav to forget Torah. Ravina says, two lavin. Because Hishamer is a lav. And Pen is a lav. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, three lavin. Hishamer, Pen, Shmar Nafshecha Ma'od. Says the Gemara, I would think you're Oiver even if you're an Oines. What does it mean you're an Oines? What if someone was sick and he can't remember? What if someone has a poor memory? What if someone is so busy making a living, they don't have time to retain. They're too confounded by the responsibilities. No, in that case, you're not over the lav. What if it's just too hard to retain because there's so much Torah? You're not over the lav. You're only over the lav if you actively try to forget, which means you purposely involve yourself in trivial pursuits. Not the game, maybe the game also. But if you actively involve yourself in nonsense. The Gemara continues.
Doesn't the Gemara tell you that you have to watch your body so that you have to exercise? You have to.
Oh, I'm not talking about exercise. Exercise is very important. Exercise is not. You're right. Again, we're talking about if you involve yourself in trivial matters. Yeah, you should definitely exercise. You should definitely rest. You should definitely sleep. But there are other times in the day that you have opportunity to learn. So in those times, you have to try to make sure that you are involved in remembering what you're learning. In fact, the Gemara continues, the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in 40 days. The neshama was created in 40 days. You guard the Torah by trying to remember it, God will guard your soul. Okay. So this Gemara tells us... Yeah, but then we say, Hamalame Torah Lama Yisrael.
Yeah,
you gotta, if you don't learn, you're not gonna remember. Now the question is, Rabbi Isai, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Menachos that if someone forgets their learning, they're over alav. Is this one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah? Don't forget. So the Sefer Yireim, who wrote the Sefer Yireim? Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the Reim, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, not Rabbi Lali, there are two Reimim. One is Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, but Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz in the Sefer Yireim in Mitzvah Chavches, he counts forgetting your learning as one of the 613 mitzvahs. He writes, Divrei Yaitzricha Teina Libcha Tamid. The words of your Creator you should always place on your heart. Kedachsiv V'parshas Vaschanan Hishamer Lecha U'shamar Nafshecha Ma'oid Pentishkach Esadvarim. And the Mishnah says in Avos, anyone who forgets, he's Meschayiv V'Nafshoi. Says the Yireim, forgetting your learning is one of the 613 mitzvahs. Wow.
It's a mitzvah to forget.
It's a mitzvah in the Torah not to forget. Rabbi, so what about the Rambam? Does the Rambam count not forgetting your learning as one of the 613 mitzvahs? So whenever Simcha comes, we have to have something from Rabbi Sachs, the Sefer. We know when you're coming, you know? So it says in the Yimei Tamimim, he wants to know, why does the Rambam not count forgetting as one of the 613 lavin? One of the 613 mitzvahs. Yeah, the Yireim counts it. But, you know, how many of us ever heard of the Sefer Yireim? We all know that the Rambam has a Sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam does not count not forgetting as one of the 613 mitzvahs. All the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Parak Aleph, that part of the, right, is learning Torah mitzvah d'oraisa? Does everybody agree learning Torah is a mitzvah d'oraisa? Of course. It is the most important mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam, when he talks about the positive command of learning, incorporated with that is, you should learn, why? So you don't forget. But nowhere does the Rambam say, if you forget your learning, you violate a law in the Torah. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, number 6, Ad Emos Hachayv Adam Lomo Torah, Ad Yoim Moisai. When could you stop learning? Only when you die. When you're horizontal forever, then that's when you could stop. It's like the guy, you know, I don't want to, you know, I have to bench. I don't know the mood of benching. You have to bench? No, only when you eat, right? So you want to know, when do you have to learn? Only when you're living. Only when you're alive you have to learn, okay? So don't worry. You only have to learn when you're alive. You don't have to. You don't have. There you want to. In this world, you have to. Okay. That's true. I will point out that the Rambam regretted being a doctor. He writes openly that he shouldn't have done it. Shalas Achuvas Rivash writes that the Rambam the Rambam has said he was mischaret that he did it.
But you have to say what kind of mind he must have been a brilliant person.
Correct. And even
he
so
had that kind of mind that whatever he read or heard he absorbed that was good.
Right.
But that's different than an individual that doesn't have as good a mind. So why is that right? Why is that looked down on?
Okay, so again, if someone forgets because either they're preoccupied with other necessary matters, or because the learning is too difficult, or because they can't remember, they're not over a lav. We're talking about a person conceptually. Yeah, conceptually. We will explain that. But conceptually, there's a concept that it's a bad thing to forget learning. Yeah.
If the learning doesn't bring you to deeds, then it's not worth
it. But if the learning does bring you to deeds, then the learning is the ikar. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So the question is, why does the Rambam not count, don't forget your learning as one of the 613 mitzvahs? So we have various interpretations. We have the explanation, We have the explanation of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, why doesn't the Rambam count that? Yesh loymer mishum de svira lei de azhara zu te hisham lecha pentishkach einoi la bifnei atzmai ela hishamer de asei. It's don't violate the asei. In other words, the Rambam is of the opinion that when a lav is merely strengthening the mitzvah asei, it's not counted separately. In other words, the mitzvah asei is learn. And the lav is saying, don't forget. Don't forget means I have to always learn. I can't stop learning, because if I stop learning, I may forget. So the lav is not an independent lav. It's not like the Urayim. The Urayim learns are two separate mitzvahs. The Urayim learns is a mitzvah saseh to learn. There's also a separate lav, don't forget. The Rambam learns, no, there's a mitzvah to learn. And how much does a person have to learn? Always. How do we know he always has to learn? Because that's protected by the lav of don't forget. So it's not a separate independent lav. It's merely upholding the assay of one should always learn. Okay. Then there is an explanation of the Sefer Megillas Esther. Now this is not to be confused with Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh. One of the primary commentaries on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos is the Sefer Megillas Esther. It's written by Rav Dilion. Rav Dilion lived in Italy, I believe in the 16th century. And it's considered the preeminent work on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, even though he's criticized by the Shach in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chav Ches, Ois Tesvav. The Shach criticizes the commentary of the Megillas Esther.
In general or just specific?
So you'll take a look over there. He specifically points out one of the commentaries of Megillas Esther. But in general, Megillas Esther is accepted. He did not ban it. No. And Megillas Esther says like this. You know why the Rambam does not count forgetting your learning as one of the 613 mitzvahs? Because it can't be considered an independent lav. Why not? Because it's what we call mitzvah koilelas. What's a mitzvah koilelas? What's the lav? Don't forget the Torah. Of course don't forget the Torah. That's the whole Torah. If you're going to forget the Torah, you don't have a Torah. So if God commanded us 613 mitzvahs, implicit in that is, don't forget what it says. Says the Megillas Esther, V'nirali kimash leimona haravu, the reason why the Rambam doesn't write not forgetting as one of the mitzvahs, l'fi shagam zois, he mitzvah koilelas kol ha-Torah kula. This love of not forgetting the Torah includes the whole Torah. V'hu shalei nishkach es hadvar masharo einenu. Don't forget what you saw, which is the Torah. In other words, if God commands us the Torah, implicit in that is, you better remember it, because if you can forget it, you're going to violate everything. So it can't be considered a separate lav in the Torah. It's sort of, it includes the whole Torah. Okay. The Ramban, however, does say that the Rambam forgot to count this lav as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Ramban, at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, wrote a commentary of all the lavin that the Rambam forgot to include.
The Rambam forgot?
In other words, he disagrees.
Rambam,
what that means is the Ramban wrote a work called Shikhas Halavin. In other words, the Ramban writes, this is a list of Lavin the Rambam forgot to include. In other words, he disagrees. He disagrees that the Rambam should have included these Lavin. Why did the Rambam forget? He would have to take out some of the mitzvos and the Lavin that the Rambam did include. Yes, he included his list. Yeah, he included it. Now, but if you look at how the Ramban says it, the Ramban learns forgetting Torah is not a lav. If you went to a shir and then you come home, your wife says, what did you learn today? And you say, besides the hunting joke, I'm not really sure. So the Ramban says, you're not over a lav. But the lav is, look what the Ramban writes. Now you're really going to remember the joke. The Ramban writes, HaMitzvah Shnia Shenimnanu, the second lav that the Rambam forgot, Shalai Nishkach Maimid Har Sinai. It doesn't mean don't forget a specific piece of Torah. Don't forget the event, the monumental event of standing at Har Sinai. V'lo nasir oisai midatenu. Don't remove it from our minds. Aval yiu einenu v'libenu sham kol hayamim. Our eyes, our hearts, our focus should always be on that great event of Maimon Har Sinai. V'hu amru yisala, this is what God tells us. Number 3, Parshas Va'aschanan, Perek Dad, Pasuk Tes. He shamer lecha ushmar nafshecha ma'od. Pen tishkach es hadvarim asher ro einecha. Don't, hishamer is alav. Pen is alav. Don't forget that which your eyes saw. Pen yasuru milavavcha kol yimei chayecha? What? Look in Pasuk Yod. Yoyim asher amad, telefnei Hashem lekel v'chayrev. Maimon Har Sinai. In other words, the Ramban says, there's no lav if you forget Simin Samach Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. There's no lav to forget a piece of Torah. The lav is, don't ever forget that, how did you get the Torah? God gave you the Torah in front of 3 million people. Says the Ramban, why is it so important to remember where I got it from? And let's say I think Moshe Rabbeinu gave me the Torah. Says the Ramban, this is very important. Because if you start to forget where the Torah came from, and you think you got the Torah from an individual, what's going to happen? If some bozo comes and says, I'm a prophet and God came to me and he told me to tell you, then you don't have to keep the Torah. So then, you know, what do you do? My chazis tadama didich samach tvei. Whose blood is redder? I don't know who to listen to. But now that we always remember that the Torah was given in front of 3 million people, so if some guy comes along and says, I'm a prophet, we say, no. Until God comes and reveals himself in front of 3 million people, we don't value what you say. That is the importance of remembering Maimon Har Sinai. So, very interesting. According to the Urayim, there is a lav not to forget Torah learning. According to the Ramban, there is no such lav. The lav is don't forget Maimon Har Sinai.
How come we don't have a mitzvah to repeat the Maimon Har Sinai or like we do the Zechariah and Shraya?
Ah.
What makes it different?
That's why there are 6 Zechirois. One of them is Maimon Har Sinai. And if you look in the Magen Avram, if I remember correctly, Simen Samach or Simen Samach Aleph, you want to bring it? The Magen Avram says that when you say V'ker Avtan Lo Shumcha Agadol Sela Be'emes, you should have in mind every day to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Da'iraisa of remembering Har Sinai. So just remember that for tomorrow. So now you know. So now for the rest of your life, every day you can fulfill the Mitzvah Da'iraisa of Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai every single day.
But that's an implication. It's not a flat out example that she is found like you're doing Kriyas.
Yeah. It's over there.
It's not Sinai. It's not Kriyas.
It's not specific. There's also, it's not so clear. So Rabbi said we have 3 opinions. Urayim, don't forget your Torah. Ramban, don't forget Maimon Har Sinai. But even the Rambam would have to agree that whether it's one of the 613 mitzvahs or it's not on the list because it's a general mitzvah, there's certainly a lav in the Torah, don't forget what you learn. Right? The fact that it's not on those 613 lists doesn't mean it's not a lav, it just means it's not on the list. So the question is, does this lav apply, we'll take a look at it after, does this lav apply nowadays? Is there a bottom line today, if you learn something, and the reason you don't remember is because you chose to, you know, go to the stadium instead of reviewing what you learned. Are you over the lav? Bizman hazeh. Says the Brisker Rav.
Why not?
Says the Brisker Rav, maybe not. Maybe bizman hazeh, there's no lav about forgetting your learning. Why? If you look in number 14, this is from the Sefer Keser Roish of Rav Chaim Velazhiner. Right? Who was the grandfather of the Brisker Rav, the great-grandfather of the Brisker Rav. Be'inyin ha-shecheach davar echad mi-mishnasai. Regarding forgetting something that you learned, zeh kai al harishonim shalamdu ba'peh. This prohibition only applies to the early authorities, the Amoraim, who didn't have Torah Shebaalpeh written down in front of them. But they used to learn by heart. They were commanded, don't forget. But nowadays, everything's written down anyway. So you're allowed to forget.
You don't remember, you look it up.
What's the logic of that?
You
You don't remember.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Open up the Gemara.
And if it was Tarshav Okay, he forgot, it disappears.
Ah.
But if it's Tarshav Ksa, I mean, if it's printed, it's not going to disappear. But someone else can find it.
Correct. But the Torah says you shouldn't forget it.
People are human, people forget.
No, but again, we're not talking about someone who can't remember, we're talking about someone who actively tries to forget. So says the Briska Rav, listen carefully, the lav of forgetting Torah is not, you are commanded not to forget your learning, that's not the lav. The lav is, you are commanded to make sure the Torah will not be forgotten. There's no lav, you're not allowed to forget Torah. The lav is, you have to make sure that Torah is not forgotten. So in the olden days, when the Torah was passed down from father to son, from Rebbe to student, and if the Rebbe would forget, that's it. The Torah is lost forever. So then if he's not going to remember his learning, the Torah will be forgotten, not from him, from Klal Yisrael, the body, the corpus of Torah will be forgotten. Says the Briska Rav, the definition of the lav of forgetting your learning is not that Hashem wants every individual to make sure he remembers every single thing he learned. Hashem wants to make sure that this body of knowledge will never be lost. And no detail of this body of knowledge should ever be lost. But nowadays that it's all written down, so if I forget, I forget.
So if they were worried that that was a possibility, why was there an issue to write down in the Torah Shabbat pass so they wouldn't be lost just in case?
The answer is, they weren't really that worried.
Whoa.
Until the times of Yehuda Nasi, when the tzaros increased, and there was a real concern. But they felt that their intellectual prowess was strong enough that with this encouragement, it wouldn't be lost. And guess what? It wasn't. It wasn't.
We don't know. We don't know if there was some that might have been lost.
It wasn't.
Joshua, whatever it is, Joshua could have got certain things that he learned from...
That was, you know, a specific occurrence, and they restored it. They restored it. But, right, we have a machlokes between Rav Shimon Yochai said, right, the Gemara says there's a Tana that said, Asida Torah l'shtakech miYisrael, and Rav Shimon Yochai says, no, ki lo si shachach mipizaroi, it will never be forgotten. So says the Briska Rav in number 13, it says like this, on the Pasuk in Vaschanan, v'hayu hadvar ma'ila sh'anochi mitzavcha yom al vavecha, nire dezehu tzivoy al zechira satayah. This is a command on remembering the Torah. Ke'inyan shenemar ufen yasurim levavcha kol yamei chayacha. Like similar to the pasuk, perhaps you'll remove it from your heart all the days of your life. She'aba azeh ha'pirush mechazal the mishnah da'avais. The chazal explained in avais shezu hi azhara al shechach davar echa mi mishnasei. Don't forget something from your mishnah. It doesn't say from your Torah. It says from your mishnah. And the Gemara Menachah says what? You're over a lav. A few lines down he quotes, V'hine b'kesarosh, mevi b'shem, Adonenu, Avinu, Zekeinenu, Hagrach mi'v'loshen. We know the Briskers are direct descendants of Rav Chaim v'loshen. Regarding b'inyin ha'shechech d'avrech mi'mishnasai, Zekoi ala rishonim, shelamdu ba'peh. It's only going on the early authorities who learned by heart. V'habir b'zeh, the explanation is, De'ikr azhara zu hi altar sh'ba'peh. The main warning is on the oral law. Skip the brackets, hanim saras midar ladar, which is given from generation to generation. Bi'alohu detnan, it's regarding the Tarsha Ba'peh that it says that if you forget one thing from your learning, from the Kabbalah, you're mischai b'nafshai. Why? Because the Torah, the tradition, is going to be lost forever. So Rav Chaim V'lajner and the Briska Rav understand that this lav of don't forget your learning no longer applies b'zman hazeh. Because nowadays the Torah, which is written down, it's already committed to writing, won't be forgotten. So there is no lav anymore, don't forget your learning. However, this is not unanimous. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, at Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Sif Dalet. He goes so far as to say, number 15, that kol ha-shecheach davar echad mi-mishnasai. This is the Bala Tanya. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he writes, anyone who forgets something from his learning, because he didn't review, you hear this, he takes it further. What if the reason I'm not remembering because I didn't review? Now, how many times do you have to review something for it to be considered reviewing it? You have to At least do it 5 times. Because until you learn something 4 times, that's chumash, that's maver sedra. But to learn Gemara, until you learn it 4 times, it's not even learning. The Gemara in Erevin says that Ketzat Seder HaMishnah, Maisha taught it to Aaron, and then to Arnubanov, and then the Zakenim, and then Klal Yisrael. And every group learned it 4 times. So until you learn it 4 times, you haven't learned it yet. So the definition of Chazara is what? 5 times. Until you've learned something 5 times, you haven't even reviewed. So if someone hasn't attempted to review, they're over the lav. What about nowadays? Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, V'gamachshav shenichtav atarish abal peh. Even nowadays, that you have Gemaras and you have Art Scroll, and you can listen to it again on the Torah anytime, and you can listen from this one and from that one and review and review. V'yuchal ayin besfarim, and if you forget, you can remind yourself, Masha shachach, ein zeh moyal klum, it doesn't help at all. The fact that you could open up the Gemara and remind yourself, it doesn't help. Ki miyad sheshachach over belav. As soon as you forget, you're over the lav. Before you look, yeah, you could open up the Gemara. But before you open it up, you forgot it. So you forget it, you're over the lav. Right? Kaidim shem, k'may b'yameyem. Just like in the olden days. Sh'over b'lav b'shash ha'shachach. Af sh'achachach yasser.
The lav is that you worried about forgetting it forever.
Right.
He holds that it's individual
right.
Responsibility.
The Briskarov holds, right. The Briskarov holds the lav is make sure the Torah is not forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch Harav holds, Rabbi Yid, make sure you don't forget that what you learned. Right? Even if you're able to remind yourself. Yeah. You'll see, I'm gonna tell you a very big chiddush that he says. Av sha'achar kach yasar v'yishol mirava, even if afterwards you go to the Rebbe and say, remind me what we learned, v'yalamadenu v'asher shachach. Why do you have to say this? Because the mitzvos of the Torah are immutable, they don't change with time. And if there used to be a lav, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 3,300 years ago, don't forget what you learned, the same lav stands true today. The mitzvahs of the Torah do not change in the changing generations. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, learning and forgetting is like giving birth and burying. In fact, he goes on to say that if you could only learn one Mishnah and remember it, should you learn that Mishnah and review it 10 million times or should you move on? You should learn one Mishnah your entire life. That's all God could expect from you. All God told you is to learn Torah and don't forget it. So if I'm only capable of learning one Mishnah and reviewing it a million times, but once I move on to the second Mishnah, I'm going to forget the first Mishnah, that's all you should do. Now, the Minhag HaOlam bears out that we don't necessarily paskin like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but nevertheless, this is a very important concept to remember. That a person is commanded not to forget what he learns. And he should take the requisite steps and the necessary steps to remember what he learns. I'll end off with one story. You know, there's in Avos, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had 5 Talmidim. Yeah? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Isai had 5 students. One of the students is Rabbi Elazar ben Horkinus. What was the big praise of Rabbi Elazar ben Horkinus? He was bar sid she'eno ma'abe tipa. He was a lined pit that didn't lose anything. So Chavetz Chaim says, what's the big shvach that Rabbi Elazar ben Horkinus didn't forget? That's how he was born. He was born with an unbelievable ability to remember.
How do we know he didn't strive to be able to do that?
So how did he be able to do that? How does a person improve his memory? Fish oil. Omega 3, how do you improve your memory? So Chavetz Chaim says a story about an old man. This man was in his 80s. And the man told the Chavetz Chaim, he remembers that when he was a child, the Caesar of Russia, the Caesar came, the Tsar came to Russia, And the man described to the Chafetz Chaim, he came, he was riding with two white horses, and the wagon driver had rosy cheeks, and he was wearing a blue jacket with silver buttons. And there were 50 people lined up on the right side, and there were 40 governors on the left side, and the man with the silver buttons was blowing a trumpet with three buttons every 4.5 seconds. And the Chafetz Chaim was thinking to himself, how in the world does this 80-year-old guy remember this story in such great detail? Apparently, it was such an interesting experience to him, and it stood out in his mind, and it was something he was so looking forward to that he never forgot it. It was etched into his mind. So the Chafetz Chaim says, what do we see from here? That memory is not always a matter of intellectual prowess. It's how important is this matter to you? Something that's important to you makes an impact on you. Something that means something to you, something that you care about, will stand out in your mind. Rav Moshe Feinstein did not remember his learning just because he has a good memory. I'm sure he had an excellent memory, probably better than any of us. But it was also because of the fact, you ever see a kid, 10-year-old kid, right? He'll tell you every batting average, every stat, every home run, every RBI that this player had from 1979 until the year he retired. He'll tell you how many errors he made in 83. He'll tell you how many gold gloves. But he can't remember what Black Amari is learning. The answer is, one thing he enjoys, he likes, it's important. The other thing is not as important. So the way to improve one's memory is to try to work on valuing the Torah, appreciating its inherent worth, making it meaningful, developing an ahava for the Torah. Once you love something, once something is meaningful for you, it's a lot easier to remember. Rabbi Yisai, Agun Shabbos.